that in 45.
Toru v'tomen leiso v'pigulos. Boye Rome Baruchome. הרי אולי כבוסו זבחי שלומים לאחר זריק הסדום ממר. פרסטן says, הרי אולי כבוסו זבחי שלומים לאחר זריק הסדום. מר. זוג דגר מורי דקה אומר בהדין לישנה בהתריק ומאפיס. So the run says פושט. יאמר בהדין לישנה בהתריק ומאפיס דכסי ודמס מוכחו ישופך והודר והבוסו תאיכר. So there's no chalois neder anymore. So what is that posse? Savada et muta. We mentioned that the Rosh, it's not enough for the Rosh. The Rosh lekes achtzu. Ida omar ba'adein lishne ba'eterik o matvis, diim loiken lo mohizkir achar zrik asdomi. Diim loiken lo mohizkir le'achar zrik asdomi. Mistome he means lehedye le'achar zrik asdomi. And the Ram didn't feel that he has to say this to his surface. The Ram says, "Stam, er gizog le'achar zrik asdomim." He says, "It's muter." And the Rosh feels and the Tesis as mitavzog in a pesak neish. Diim loikein, lo mo'amar le'achar zrik asdomim. Why the person said it? Al kolchoch, the person means to say le'achar zrik asdomim and beheteri komatvis. And the Ram doesn't feel that he has to say it. That's fragich. That's good fragich. He's saying it. That's why the Rosh is saying it. And I'm asking, so why the Ram doesn't say it? That's good for Zagich. Why the Ran says, and the Rosh, why the Ran doesn't feel that he has to explain Epes? He just says, Beterikum Atpis, because he said, Le'achas Rikas Domim, so it's Mutter. And the Rosh feels that he has to add. And you know why it's Mutter, Zag the Rosh? Because he said Klor that he wants Le'achas Rikas Domim. If not, he would not speak it out. That's a Chsido Psadiyukto. That's a Chsido Psadiyukto. Let me get invited. זוג דגמור הזה. אלו כגוין דמוכיס בוסר זבחי שלומים כמי, מונח לפונו ובוסר זבחי שלומים, ומוכיס דהתי רגבי. אין איזה בוסר היתר גבי. ואומר, זה כזה. זאת אומרת, מוכיס בוסר זבחי שלומים לאחר זריק הסדומים כמי. זה זבחי שלומים לאחר זריק הסדומים המונח לפונו, אין איזה מונח הקיקו דהתר, ואומר, זה כזה. מהי? בעיקור רקומטפיס או בהתי רקומטפיס? My bikor komatpis or beter komatpis. That's the suffix of the Gemara. What is the suffix of the Gemara? A person has zivchei shlomim lefonov. Now it's muter. It's le'achar zrike. Amol it was also. Klar the Gemara beter komatpis or beisur komatpis. We mentioned Teis Yeshonim Shtelzu. He says not the suffix what the person means really. Shalom what the loshen means. Even if he says that he meant before, if it doesn't go into the Loshen, thus was I in the suffix from the Gemara, Zog the Teis Yeshonim, it doesn't help his Kavone. Can't say. But I'm against the suffix of the Gemara. What's in the suffix of the Gemara? He has a Zivchei Shlomim Lefonov. It's Le'achar Zrike. And he says, Zekozeh. And he says, Zekozeh. And we're Mesupik. The Meikori Komatpis, but the Ashna Komatpis. Now Lema, he says, Shenoch Zrike. Noch Zrike, it's Mutar. Amol, it was also. Amol, it was also. So what he means? So what does the Loshen means? We have two pshatim in the Rishonim how to learn the suffix from the Gemara. And I want to be masber klar. Two tzedodim in the Rishonim vitzah reinsetz the suffix from the Gemara. Shita sarosh, and the Rosh is in the Hemshech HaSugya. The Rosh learns like this. Avade, if you're asking me what the Loshen of the person means, he means like what it's now. He has a zivche shlomim lefanov, that is mutar, and he says, ze koze, 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 that's the pashtus. So what does the tzad to say, basa meikore? Why meikore? He says, ze koze, this is mutar. Yesterday it was also. But as a klal, we know a person bederech klal tries to make a neder. Why? The Rosh speaks it out that yudches amud beis, why stam nedorim lehachmir? As a village machin a neder, don't talk. If you don't want to make a neder, don't talk. So stam nedorim le'achmir. We have a reason to think that he wants. We saw in the Ram before also such a svara. The Ram says, Leila, Kolecha Dehikilu Ukmela Neder Mukminen. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? Mitzad the pashtus of the Loshen, it's mashma like now. Or maybe, while we want to assume that Mistome, he wants the Aser, so he meant the Shayresh, the Meikoresh boy. He meant the Meikoresh boy like it was. Because we say that he wants the Aser. Where the Rosh speaks it out, you'll hear it klarer, and the Gemara in the Yud Beis, we'll see later the Gemara, a person has a father who was nifter. So he made a neder not to eat. After a couple of years, on a different day, as the Rosh learns the Gemara, he says, Yom ze olai ke yom shemeis b'yabo. Yom shemeis b'yabo no shaychus. Nothing, I mean, it's a yortzeit, it's garnished. Amor, one time he had it with a neder there. So the Gemara says, if Bosar Hashto, it's a garnished. When the father's died, the yortzeit, it's a garnished. Aber Amor is given down on a neder. So Amor is given down on a neder, so what? So again, the same idea. If we say like what he's saying now, Avada, he didn't say a Loshen Isur. But maybe he means the Kricha Rein Dorten, he wants the Aser. And Amol is given Dorten a Isur. You could stop it in his words. And I know, it's no Shachas to Mikore with the Ashto. There, you can't, well, no Shachas, Mikore, Ashto. 5 years ago, he made a Neder at the day that his father was Nifter. So the Rosh, again, it's Epis Pasdor, the Haim, trying to explain. The Rosh saying like this. The suffix of the Gemara Hashto in Mikore means the Hashto, the Pashtas, Avada, he didn't mean to make a Neder. Although we have a reason to think, to assume, that Mistome he wants to make a Neder. We have a reason to think and to assume that Mistome he wants to make a Neder. So now we have a reason to think and to assume that he wants to make a Neder. We want to think that he wants to make a Neder. He didn't say it. The Mikoresh boy, the Mikoresh boy. So he wants to say a neder. So the same time, the Gemara is telling too, a person made a once a neder on the day that his father was nifter, and he says, Ki yom shemeis b'yabo, also, he passed. So the ikar, the suffix of the Gemara is as if, you go to the pashta saloshen, unavada is no neder, or yidil mebosam mi'ikore means, while you know that he wants the aser, you could krich tzacharayim, and find something dear that you could hold on to his words and say that he means to answer. If it's no mikore, he wants to answer, he never answered. Here you have how to uptaich it, lefibasa mikore, that he wants to answer. This is one pshat. We'll say the second pshat, and then we'll go back with her clothing of Kemina. The second pshat, and this is the Ran of the Tesfis. This is Nozun Chof Beis, also is mashma like this. Machme Ephraim Simon Yud is mashma like this. In Ran, steht der andere Wort im Ganzen. The Ram Bayos says one word when he starts the next piece. Beikore komatis beisur shor kodem zrikas domim veike de kashelei. Bad we see the kashim timtzulema de beteir komatis keloimar sheir kozem mamish. What is the suffix of the Ram Bayos? We don't have a lot of words. We only have kozem mamish. So it's too fancy kervelta. But I will explain to you what he means. Zokter hazeh. Kozem means kozem mamish or kozem b'shoyresh. No shaykh is because a person wants to make a neder or not. When I say I want to be like him, remember I think when Shach was mad with us once, he said, a person walks in the street, I want to be like him. Yeah? So Lama Zorim, if he's a yid, he's a choshev talmid chochem, Mistome you mean you want to be a choshev talmid chochem, right? Lama Zorim, he's a goy. So Mistome you mean you want the same suit that he has, right? So the word like him, if he's a choshev yid, you mean the choshev shabbat. If a Moshe is a guy, I don't want to be like him. You mean I want to have the suit like him? I want to be in his matzah. If he's driving, I'm walking, I would love to be like him. So the Moshe, he's driving, I'm walking, I want to be like him. So the word like him could be misparish in all different words. Could be like him, bet chashivus. Could be mamish, as IBM. Klal de gemore zeko zemau. What's made the loshen? Where we see that this is what made the loshen. The Ran in Shvuah says, that the Gemara is lav dafka, and you could flip the sofek punk fakelt. A person goes to a piece of shlomim before zrike, and he says zekoze. A piece of bread, zekoze, it becomes also. Before zrike is domim. And then you make a zrike is domim. So he says, lemandoma zekoze, now it becomes muta. Because he said koze. Means everything that will happen to this will happen to this. But if basam meikore, so he wants the sheirish, it will stay also forever. Lefida Rosh, this person for sure wanted the Aser. He went over to the Shlomim before Zrike and he said, Zekoze. Lefida Rosh, even if he went after Zrike, the tzad is the nicer, he said kozeh now. But maybe he means yesterday. But if he goes before Zrika, Abadi wants to ask her. The Rosh says, we know that a person wants to ask her. Shall we like this around in the world? No, if he goes to the Shlomi before Zrika and he says, Zekozeh, Harele Cholifonecho, he asked it. The Ran says it's not a person, not the person wants to ask her or not. The Shaila, what he means, Zekozeh. He means Kozeh Mamish, follow it in Gansen. The male he says, even if it's Asr now, and tomorrow will become Mutar, this also will become Mutar. And goes to Zelbezach. When one of them is Mutar, the other one is also Mutar. What? But then Tori has the Alochis of Neder, at Posse. I'm saying, has the Alochis of Neder. Noisar is no Shachis to Neder. After the Gazdot, it becomes Mutar. Neder, the Neder of Bilizman. The Neder is, this is, the Shlomim is Dover Anodur, and this is Dover Anodur like Shlomim. The Shlomim is Dover Anodur for a week, so this is also for a week. It's exactly the same thing. So Mikol Mukhe, we have two Tzdodim Bebiu Ragimore. Two Tzdodim Bebiu Ragimore. One side Bebiu Ragimore is, as the Biu Ragimore is, that Avada the person wants to answer. Avada the person wants to ask her. We don't have a suffix that the person doesn't want to ask her. He Avada wants to ask her. Our suffix is, Abel, you could strip it in the words, Abasa Mikore, and then you can't ask her it. Abasa Mikore, you could find something. This is the Russian thesis. The Ran learns, no Shaila, a person wants to ask her or not. The Shaila, what Zekozeh means? He means like now, Kepshutai, and for bad and for good both ways, or he means Basal the Shoirish. He means the Shoirish Ein Yoni. We made it, the Ran himself will have a problem. Yom Shemes Bayaviv, his father was Niftol Amazog in Zayin Tammuz, and he's standing 10 years later and he says, Yom Zek is Zayin Tammuz. Zayin Tammuz is garnished. Amoli made a nether there. There is no Shiroshim. You can't say in the Shoyresh is also. So the Ran in the Sugi of Yom Shemes Bayaviv, the Ran is Meshane the whole Sugi of Yom Shemes Bayaviv. The Ran is Meshana, the whole Sugi of Yom Shemes Bayaviv, and he makes a whole pshat that he's standing in the same day, and if the day comes back, we'll see the Sugi of Yom Shemes Bayaviv. Because the Ran has a problem, and the Yom Shemes Bayaviv is no Shayach Shoyrosh, is no Shoyroshi, it's a garnished. So these are the two tzedonim of the Gemara. So now, before we go weiter, while these two tzedonim are MS, so we have already a teretz to the first machlekes Ran and Rosh that we mentioned today in Shir. Lefi the Rosh, when a person says zeh like a bosor shlomim, we say mistome he wants to aser. We assume that he wants to aser. This is what we assume that he wants to aser. What does a machshav that he wants to aser? It doesn't stim in the words. V'krich bosor miikore. Maybe he means it. Zog the Rosh, the first piece of the Gemara. What would be if a person says, Dover ze olay kebosor zivche shlomim le'achar zrike? So also, maybe he said these words, but he means to krich the aser. So what if he says, Dover ze olay kebosor zivche shlomim le'achar zrike zdomim? But maybe the person wants the aser. It's like the Rosh, if he would want the aser, why he said these extra words? He would say, Arei olay kebosor zivche shlomim. Why he had to say le'achar zrike zdomim? And the fact that he said le'achar zrike zdomim is a raya that he doesn't want the aser. This is the reason the Rosh added that while he said these words, it's a raya that he doesn't want to answer. But without adding this, you have the same shaila. If he said le'achar zrike zdomim, you're right that this is what he said. But maybe because mistami wants to answer, he means the shoyash. But she'egi lefi deran, when a person says zekozeh, you misupik what he meant. Kozeh or like the shoyash. But if he said areo like kibosor zivche shlomim le'achar zrike zdomim, so he said he wants to be le'achar zrike zdomim. But it's muta. Lefi the Ran, we never have a tzad to uptight his words that maybe he meant to answer. That the shaila, what is zekozeh? But if he said a real like a bosor, then the Ran starts the sugya. Zog digmor, if he said a bosor, a real like a bosor, zivre shem lachis, zikas domim, it's muter, there's no shaila. The Rosh says no. The longest of the shaila will be if we say what he said, or we try to find somewhere that we could krich it in. Like Yom Shem Eiz B'Yaviv, there's no zekozeh. But we try to krich something that it's also. No chamol. So the Rosh says a reason that he didn't mean. Why is the Rosh doesn't have a problem with the Loshen? I'm explaining why the Rosh has to come to explain that you don't go basar mikore when you said a real like a basar zivche shlomim le'achar zrike zdomim. The reason the Rosh doesn't have to say it, because the feed the Rosh, when you say a real like a basar zivche shlomim le'achar zrike zdomim, you said words that it's muter. On them, Und weiter aber Sofik. Man schenkt auf wieder ran, die ganze Sofik ist sehr groß. Aber wir sehen alle, like, Bosse, sie verschauen, die Achus, sie ist noch Sofik. Es ist Poshet, das ist. Let me gain to the next chalik from the Gemara. Zog the Ran, he has a kasha. And here's time, in the kasha of the Ran, I'm not clear how to understand the kasha of the Ran. Let me send the Ran inside. The Iker the kasha. Afilim tim tzeloima de beeterik o matpis. And it means koze mamesh. Keloima shiir koze mamesh. The mochis kamei, akati litzar, the osur letmei machmas nidroi. Frag der Ran, aber even leacher zrike, tmei man alle lauto eat kotschim kalim. So if tmei man alle lauto eat kotschim kalim, so maybe weiter he wants to ask him. So why are you telling me leacher zrike as domi mit mutter? Mecha teisit to say that it's mutter? Leacher zrike as domi. The Gemara says the Achaz Rikas Domim is no Kedusha. Avada is no Kedusha. It's Mutar Yisrael. But it's also Letmeim. So maybe if it's also Letmeim, so it's weiter at Posse. So I want to ask you a shayla, what it means? That when you say Zeko Ze now, the other thing will be also only Letmeim, or to be Chal and Ganzi? How you learn Pshat in the Ram? The Ram's asking a kasha. What are you telling me the Achaz Rikas it's Mutar, it's not Mutar? Why? Because it's also Letmeim. So what the Ran wants now? That the kicker will be also Letmeim? Or Valet's also Letmeim now, so I could make a Atposa already, and to ask her in Gansen. What? I'm asking a shayla. I don't know. I think, for sure, he means to ask her in Gansen. He doesn't mean only Letmeim. He doesn't mean only Letmeim. What? He's, no, the Ran asking a question. No, when you make a posse in a nether, zeko ze. Now, frag the Ran, kotchim kalim a mutter leacher zrike. Zog the Ran, but it's osur letmeim. So it means, val is the isur letmeim, so I could make already a posse, or it means that the posse will be only by the getter for osur letmeim. Poshet by me, poshet, that he means osur in Gansen. And I'll tell you, because Teis Sarosh asks the same kasha, says osur letmeim, ve osur beyoyse chutz li Yerushalayim. So it means that the kicker will be osur to the crowd of Yerushalayim. I'm not anisht. Because it's not as a chefze. Not shaykh has a neder not to take out of Yerushalayim. What? Doesn't it say it's not? I'm saying, I'm a supik. I talk it on over, but me it's a poshut. Let me get back. Lo chashur en derat. Su akshi. Vo ike na mi choze vishoik sheosur lezorim. Machmas nidroi. So someone asked me a shayla. What is the pshat? The ike choze b'shoik. Again, pshat. Achmeis nishkim pshat. Ike choze b'shoik she'osur lezorim. What? But the shlomim has the choze b'shoik inside? What? This piece of choze b'shoik? Who's said it? No, I'm sorry. What the Ran means? What ike choze b'shoik? That the whole shlomim is here, mit the choze mit the shoik? Efshar nish. Efshar, the nochit b'sar shlomim kamei? I'm telling you two ways how to learn the Ran. If the pshat is that he means it's mashma even if the choze b'shoik is here, in that case choz v'zayin at posse. Or it means val shlomim if they have a choze b'shoik it's osur. So even if I'm not handling the piece of choze b'shoik, see he's never anodu. I don't think so. I think as meret as the choze b'shoik is though. As like nochamol echov nishken rayis. When a person has less tzar, he gets less char. So then people say, uish, chaval, you know what I'm saying? And that will be made as fakir. Yeah, I'm saying, but I think that the choze b'shoik is yet. So frag the Ran a kasha. Why the Gemara says as meret noch zrike before zrike? Because after zrike it's not dover anodu. Zog the Ran, I have two kashas. I have a kasha toch yo osur letmeim, and I have a kasha sidoch choze b'shoik. der Teisarosh adds to the Psul Yoytze, Zog der Ran, Vele Didi Loi Kashi. The Imach Masnit Roi, Roi Hoyo Shiyo Osur Lakoi, Do Hu Agne Shei Ve Asre Akula Alme, Elo Nebosa Zrikas Domim, Pokal in Nidre, Ve Isur Det Meim, Ve Dechose Ve Shoyk Lezorim, Lav Mishum Nidreu, Di Yocha Ve Osur Lakoi, Elo Isur Hu Der Rame Rachmona Alei, It's like Dobor HaOsur, it's not Dobor HaNodur. ואין אתה מנה מדמטיס ותרומס לך מתוידו לאחר זריג הסדומים ומטיס ובכל לאחר זריג הסדומים למצרה כדמור חסוגי בסמוך אף אגב דאסיר לזורי משום דקי ונשור אלוקיינים איסור אליו מחמס נדרעו שאילו כן היו אוסור לכויל אלו איסור דרמי רחמון עלי את דובר האוסור וכי מטיס בו בדובר האוסור כמטיס זה פיני שזדרן ואין אתה מנה מדמטיס בכל הסערון ובתרומוסוי אין תרומה אין חל למותו לאיסור אליו משום נדרעו אלו משום גזיר הסקוסוב כן נראה באלה So the Ran asked the Kasha, even after the Zrikid, there is no Kedusha, but there is no Tmeim, there is no Chosev Shoyk, so we will be at Pose. So the Ran, well, it's not Osur Lakoil, it's not called Dobar HaNodur, it's called Dobar HaOsur, והיינו טיים מדה פחויר, והיינו טיים מדה תרומה סלח מתוידו, והיינו טיים מדה תרומה, then it's called Dobar HaOsur. What is the Pshat in the Ran? So when you start to read the Ran, some people have a mistake, that the Ran means, that while my nether asked it to everyone, and now I see that it's not exactly like my nether, because my nether it was also to everyone. And now it's less, it can be Dobar HaNodur, it has to be Dobar HaOsur. It's Loshon HaRan. It's not from my nether, because my nether was asking it to everyone. And that nether stopped. So Al Kochor it's from Hashem. But Ravada, it's not a pshat in the Ran. First, because it's not mashma, there's a pshat in the Ran. And also because the Ran says, Truma. Truma was never asur to everyone. Truma, I only asked it to Klal Yisrael, and I was matir to Koyanim. And the Ran says, Vahainu time of the Truma. What is Vahainu time of the Truma? Why not? Vahainu time of the Truma. If the pshat in the Ran is, like, I'm not having a mistake, that the Ran says, it's not a Dobar HaNodur, because my nether was everyone. And now it became only Koyanim, and now it became only Tmein, it can be that it's my nether. V'hainu time of the Truma. Truma I only made for Koyanim. So maybe it's my nether. Al Kochor, the Pshat in the Ran is, the Ran says a Yesoit. Nidrei Hegdesh, it's only if it's Osur Lekule Alme. There's no Nidrei Hegdesh if it's not Osur Lekule Alme. Shita Saran Nidre Hegdesh is also Lekula Alme. Loshon HaRan and Beizumud Aleph. Visuroi Koilel Kol Odom. Is no Nidre Hegdesh that is not Koilel Kol Odom. The Chevzefu Nidre Hedyot, Aser on myself. Nidre Hegdesh is, I mafrish it from the whole world for Hashem. I mean, this is not Koino Proti, it's Nidre Hegdesh. So it can be Nidre Hegdesh. While it's not Osur Lekule Alme, Al Kochor it's not Nidre Hegdesh, it's a Dobar HaOsur. V'hainu time of the Trume, v'hainu time of the Chale. And those are Shita Sarah, what? Chame Kriyanim is Adar Zach. It's not Nidre Hegdesh. It's not Nidre Hegdesh. It's not Nidre Hegdesh. The Gemara says that it's not Nidre Hegdesh. Bekteri Komatvis, it's not Nidre Hegdesh. Frag the Ran Akasha, but it's Osur a couple of Zachen. Zog the Ran, this is Dobar HaOsur. This is not Dobar HaNodur. And this you anyway can't be Magdish. And this you anyway can't be Magdish. Azay Zog the Ran. This is one shot. And this is Shita Saran Ayesoidis. Shita Saran Ayesoidis in Gantz Nedorim, that Nidre Hegdesh is only if it's Osur HaKule Alme. Reb Nochem said, this is the Loshon. V'ledidi leikasheli. It's a minor shita. What I learned, the Moshel Deran learns, Nidre Mitzvah, we said it's not Nidre Hegdesh. It's a Kabbalah Be'alme. It's no Nidre Hegdesh. Tzedokah is no Nidre Hegdesh. Nidre Hegdesh is Osur HaKule Alme. Le'umas dem, in Teisus HaRosh, shteita andere teretz. Teisus HaRosh brings down the kashe. And Teisus HaRosh is the one that holds that Hegdesh could be even also to one person. He holds alle nidre mitzvah called nidre hegdesh. So the Teisarosh, he starts like this. First he asks the kashe from Tmeim and Yoitze, and he says that it's not mistaba. Why in the beginning Hashem asked it to everyone, and now it's only also to Tmeim? So mistama, the nether already went away. And stama, it's a choymer b'kodesh, that Hashem doesn't want the Tmeim to eat it. So the Teisarosh, but what mitchoze b'sheik? חוזר ושואק, זה אסור לזורים. זאת אומרת, יש לו אימא. It says in the פוסוק, איש כי אידור נדר עד שאידור בדובר הנודור. דובר הנודור כמו שהוא, ולא דובר נודור שנופל. If in the beginning it was אסור a lot, and now it's אסור a little bit, it's not enough to be מאפיס in it. ויש לו אימא. וקרוא דכי אידור נדר דשין עד שאידור בדובר הנודור משמע שאוימד עדיין בשעס האטפוסו, באויס הקדושו שאויסו ובשעה שאיר נדר מתחילו. הילקר לאחר זריקו שהקל כויח ההקדש, וניקלש, the nether that I did became weaker, so it's a schwache nether. If I make a half a nether, this is the nether. But I made a nether gomur, and now it's niklash the nether. It's not enough dover another to be matpis in it. Umeitaimim hitpis because of a shoik, do I have a nether? So we have a machlekes. So lefi the Ram, the Yesod is Nidre Hegdash is Osur Lechol Odom. Chose Veshoik Tmeim Truma is not Osur Lechol Odom, it's not Nidre Hegdash. It's Dover HaOsur. Feis HaRosh HaShitos is Nidre Hegdash, even a mitzvah is called Nidre Hegdash. So why you can't be matpis in such a nether? Zog the Feis HaRosh HaYesod. Ad She'idah B'Dover HaNodur. And if it went down a little bit, it's missing the Dover HaNodur. If it went down, it's not called Dover HaNodur. It's missing the Chelik from Dover HaNodur. It's not considered Dover HaNodur. So what's my Truma? What's my Truma? Truma, you don't have a Teretz now. Lefi the Ran said, Lefi my Pshat, Truma is very good. Every time when it falls, Lefi the Ran, if it's not Osu Lekule Alme, it's Dover HaOsu. Hain the time of the Pror, Hain the time of Lachmetoida, and Hain the time of the Truma, Tumeh Bechoz HaBeshoik. The Teis HaRosh learns Nei. Teis HaRosh says, I'm learning as Nish. That this is also called Hegdash. I'm not Mikabel the Ran's Pshat, it's not called Hegdash. Because Teis HaRosh HaShitos learns that Hegdash is not like the Ran in the beginning, Shu Osur Lakoy. So Teis HaRosh, I have a different Teretz. What is my Teretz? Ad She'idu B'dover HaNodur, Shoim Ed Ben Nidro, Yveloi She Niklash. I was Mitrume. Why is it not called Dover HaNodur? So Teis HaRosh never asked Mitrume, never answered. We are Pirush HaRosh Bayos. Look in the Pirush HaRosh. The Pirush HaRosh, it's a whole shiur b'fnei atzmoi. What is the Pshat in it? But four lines from the bottom, Kichalas Arim v'Trumosoi, ואף על גב דמיצר על ידי פיו, לא יהבי דובר הנודו, ומייקור אינמי הבשם טבל עליו. A whole shtickle tere, that Truma is בכלל not a nether. בעצם it's טבל, and the Truma just makes the טבל to be standing in one place. This is a whole shtickle tere, how Truma goes. We'll be zunder, we'll see when we go to Chalas Arim v'Trumosoi, how the Teis HaRosh, the Rosh was masbir it. So it's interesting. The Pirush HaRosh and the Teis HaRosh are mashlim each other. Teis HaRosh comes and asks the Ran's kasha, so the Ran says that there is, if it's not Osur Lakoil, it's not Dover HaNodu. And the Ran also repeats himself. Look in the Ran, two lines from the bottom. Kichalas Arim v'Trumosoi, de'af al gav de'bikri Hashem mitzar, keivan she'einoi Osur Lakoil, Dover HaOsur Mikri. The Ran says it klo. When he speaks about Chalas Arim v'Trumosoi, keivan she'einoi Osur Lakoil, Dover HaOsur Mikri. So the Ran has a Yesoid. When you want to be a nether, it has to be Osur Lakoil. Nidre Hegdash, Zog Derana Akdome, what is called Nidre Hegdash? She Isuroi Shove Lakoil. If it's not Isuroi Shove Lakoil, it's not called Nidre Hegdash. The Chefze of Nidre Hegdash is She Isuroi Shove Lakoil. This is the Chefze of Nidre Hegdash. Truma is not. The Teis HaRosh was Chalek in that. He learned that the Chefze of Hegdash is even if it's not Osur Lakoil. This is Hegdash. So what is the Teretz? He has a Droshe. Al she'ido b'dover anodu, sho'oimet b'nidroi. But if it went down a little bit, it's not enough. I truma l'chur el fiden is no teretz, zog de pirush arosh, and truma, I will say a different shtickle teret. This is the source of the shvaisi. Rabnochum was moisif here, one more knetch. That be'etzem kum toish, that is two machlekes in tzivishin de teis arosh, and the rosh and the ram. First teretz, what is the yesoid of nidre hegdesh? The ram says in the beginning of the masechto, she'isuroi koil el kol odom. It's possible. I mean, after he says it in the base, she is suri koil el kolodom, and he says in truma because it's not suri koil el kolodom, it's dover haosur. So this is his yesoid that the chefze of nidre hegdash is she is suri koil el kolodom. This is the mahus of nidre hegdash. On them it's not called nidre hegdash. The mahus of nidre hegdash is she is suri koil el kolodom. That's his poshut. As they state in Rab, and the rosh is not masking to that. And we said where we see the machlekes in nidre mitzvah. The Ran says nidre mitzvah is not a part of nidre hegdash. And the Rosh says, it's also part of Nidre Hegdash. One Machlekes. And now a second Machlekes. So the Rosh didn't have a teretz, so the Rosh made a whole drosha. Ad she'ido bedover anodur. But if something was dover anodur, and he went down a step, and he's a little bit weak, you can't make a hatpasa in him. And the Ran never said the teretz. Okay, the Ran never had to say the teretz. But Zekir Ibn Nochem, it's not only that the Ran didn't have to say the teretz. Says the Ran never holds from this kind of teretz. Why the Ran never holds from such kind of teretz? Why a person can't be matpis bedover ha'osu? As we're going to be learning Be'ez Hashem in the next sugis. Why you can't be matpis bechazir? Says in posuk, ad she'ido bedover anodur, avada. So the Ran says in the Yudalid, it's not a good marshal. The chazir Hashem did. Neder, you're doing. It's not a good marshal. This is the Ran of Yudalid. It's not the same marshal. And no longer the gzeir asakosuv. Balabatish. It's not the same. I'm sorry, you'd give me no mud beis. So the Ran says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered it, I didn't answer it. So it's not the same. Aber, something that is a davar anodu, just it fell down a little bit. It's a good mashal. So you can't say, but it's not exactly a nether, it's a shvach a nether. Chazir is also good. The problem with Chazir is because Hashem answered it, I didn't answer it. The Rosh learns Kaseidah that it's stam gzeiras hakosuv. Ad sheyidur benover anodur is gzeiras hakosuv, you need dover anodur. Zog the Teis HaRosh, now I'm adding, not stam a dover anodur, a real dover anodur, that never went down his madregas. And the island of the longest is, lefi the Rosh, that ikar anodur ba'at posa, we learn ad sheyidur bedover anodur, has to be mamish dover anodur, and if it went down a little bit already, it's not dover anodur. And lefi the Rosh, neder is even on ad posa. It's only a moshul. And the chisayon on chazir is because it's a bad moshul. But if it's a good moshul, so what if this neder amol was a lot and now is a little bit? The Ran doesn't know. The siddur is a chisayon. Let me get into the next chelik from the Gemara. Zog the Gemara Toshma. Let me learn good this Gemara. I want to say a pshat here that no one is masking with me. But how does Azemi daf learn in the Gemara? So let me learn to zamen. I'm already 20 years of trying. To say that this is the pshat. So let me learn the Gemara good. I want to show the Gemara. And I'm going to say, Toshma. Noisar bepigu. Break the Gemara. First let me learn the Gemara pshat, and then we'll see what's in the Zogin. Toshma. Noisar bepigu. What's break the Gemara? Steht in Mishne, Noisar bepigu, also. Wo Noisar bepigu le'achar zrikas domimu. And lechure, so we see basar meikore. Omar le Ravune bareide Rab Nosson ben noisor shel oilo. We're talking a noisor shel oilo, so the kedusha doesn't go off. Bemele, it's a dover anodur even now. The Rosh's girsa is ben noisor vepigul shel oilo. Ben noisor vepigul shel oilo. The Ran is not geres pigul. He says the pigul anyway. The kedusha never went off. The Rosh is going to speak, but it's the same thing. So Frank the Gemara, when Noisar be pigu le'achar zrikas domim hu, Oma le Ravune b'rei Rabbi Nosson, b'noisar shel oilo. V'mei leval mereda b'noisar shel oilo, so the Kedusha stays. Oma le im ken litni b'psar oilo. So if anyways, Kedusha, so the Noisar is nishmai le v'moirim, so why are we talking about Noisar shel oilo, lo mered nafde oilo alein? So the Gemara le mi boye ko Oma. Lo mi boya besar oilo de osu do biki kovan komatvis. It's mamish a nether. Noiso be pigul de oilo yitzterich. Sar kedai techa mine ki isu noiso. Ki isu pigul. Because now le mais is noch a isu. Ve habe le kematvis bedover a osu ve lo mitzar komash malo. Nainu, it's a dover that is also dover a nodur and also dover a osu. So I would think when it's also dover a nodur and also dover a osu, he means to the dover a osu. Komash malo, and then he means to the dover a nodur. That's what stayed in the Gemara. It's kashas of the Gemara, they stayed in the Gemara. So no, so the kashas was, when Noisar v'pigu le'achas rikas domim, who stayed close at that post is chal, al mebosar mi'ikore, more, when Noisar shel oilo, v'pigu shel oilo, that the Kedusha never went off. So the Gemara said, anyway, it's oilo, so what is the Kedusha of Noisar? Stay stam oilo. More, oilo is a pshita. The Kedusha that it's Noisar, so it's also dover ha'osur, and also dover ha'nodur. So I would think, b'chai gavne, daitu al dover ha'osur, Kamash Maloin, Daitu al Dover Anodu. Dos is the Gemara. So let me get to Pamelach. The Gemara asks the kash. Voinoisar be pigul le'achar zrikas domim. So we see basar meikor. And here we're talking that a person said a re'olai ke noisar ve'are'olai pe pigul. So the Gemara was le'achar zrikas domim. Amar li Ravuna b'rei Rav Nosson be'noisar shel oilo. We're talking about a noisar shel oilo. So what is the bottom? We're talking about a noisar shel oilo. We're speaking about a noisar shel oilo. What is this a noisar shel oilo? B'meila the kedusha states. Frek de rasha shakash. So why we have to speak about Noisar Shel Oilo? Why we have to speak about Noisar Shel Oilo? Say that a person said Stam Noisar, the Stam Nedorim Lehachmir. If the person says a real like a Noisar, could be Noisar Shel Oilo, could be Noisar Shel Shlomim. Taste is Frek de Kashado. Lam Zogan Stam Nedorim Lehachmir. Azay Frek de Rashash. The person said, "I like a noise of a pigul." Frank the Gemara is le'achas zrikas domim, and for the Gemara, be noise of shel oilo. Frank the Rashash raised the word oilo because stam the dorim le'achmir, and the Rashash wants to say maybe ainechanami lav davka. He said noiso, and we say stam the dorim le'achmir. So Taisus Frank the Kasha, and Taisus says that you can't say stam the dorim le'achmir. If he says noiso, he doesn't mean noiso shel oilo. Taisus doesn't explain why. So when a person says noisor, it doesn't mean noisor sheloilo. It means noisor sheshlomim. Only if he speaks out and he says klom noisor sheloilo. If from Meshver Amal Pshat, why? He said the derech klal the noisor in Beis Hamikdash was shlomim, was never oilo. Oilo, the Kriyanim took it and put it and burned it. Man of Shach, when they burned the emurim, it's kolil tia. Shlomim, you gave it to the Bailim to eat. Amal, they left over some pieces, so you believe in a noisor. So stam noisor sheshlomim. The male, you don't say stam nedorim le'achmo. Say that. So first, frag di gemore. Frag di gemore. So, frag di gemore, meret af noisor shel oilo. Amar leim, ken litni kipsar oilo. Why to speak about noisor, stam of oilo, if it's le'achas rikas domi. So, di gemore leim iboi yekoma. Leim iboi yabisar oilo, da osu, da bekorben komatpis. Noisor bepigul doilo isur. Sari ramine ki isur, noisor ki isur pigul, vaveli ki matpis do ba osu, velo mitzor komashmalo. That even that it's also Dover HaOsu and also Dover HaNodu, Afilo Ochi, we say that Daitri and Dover HaNodu and Nish Daitri and Dover HaOsu. Frek de Machne Ephraim. So we see here that if someone thing is also Dover HaNodu and also Dover HaOsu, then Neder is Chal. Frek de Machne Ephraim, Vesim and Yud, in Turim Shulchan Aruch state Nishtazei. That if a person makes a Neder not to eat in Yom Kippur, it's Chal, because Yom Kippur is Gavre, and he makes a Koinom not to eat in Yom Kippur. And then he says, Yoim ze'olai k'yoim ha'kippurim ha'u. Zog de Rosh, it's not chal, because Yom Kippur is also before the nether, and Yom Kippur alein is also, so he means the Isur from Yom Kippur. It's much more chomur. He doesn't mean the Isur nether. So frek de Machne Ephraim, so why by us we see when it's nodur and osur, we say that he means andover and nodur. So be'ikir, what the Machne Ephraim answers, he says like this. Dear, Yom Kippur is the Ikir day. Fakir, he made a nether because it's Yom Kippur. But the day is Yom Kippur. So mistome, he means Yom Kippur. Here he says, even though he said Noisar, he says, but why Noisar is Noisar? Was it come from the Korban? So the Ikir is the Korban, Shaboy. Because of the Korban, it became Noisar. So Avad, Daiter, and Dover, and Nodu. So we have to know, Taki, if we have a Raya from our Sugya, something, a person made a nether not to eat a Chazir. And then he says, Zeko Zeh, it's chal or not. We're not sure. We have to remember, the market for the sugya is our sugya, as a person has also dover anodur and also dover aosu, and he said, Zeko Zeh, when he said, Areolai kenoiso vepigul, he said, Areolai kenoiso vepigul, it's mevur in the Gemara that he wants to answer. It's mevur in the Gemara that he wants to answer. And now we have to know if it's only a noiso vepigul, or it's an alezach. But we go to Zurich to them. This is Be'etzem, the poshte ores, asidodo in pshat. I want to ask you a shayla now. So the whole world, and Azayz Mefurish and Rishayim learn, so the Gemara is asking a kash. It states in the Mishnah that a person says, Hareo like a noisa, Hareo like a pigul is also. Frank the Gemara, but now it's muter, so it's a raya basa meikore. So the Gemara, he said noisa shel oilo. Frank the Rashash, why he has to say the word oilo? He says noisa is enough. Zog the Gemara, that about they speak about that he said, Kipsar shlomim, Kipsar oilo. So the Gemara, the Chilush, he said noisa, so it's also kamash malo. I want to ask you a shayla. We had a suffix of basar mikore or basar ashte. Person says, he has basar shlomim lefanov, and he says, ze koze, he means koze, or he means basar mikore. But I want to ask about it. A person says, Harei olai kenoisor. Now the noisor is le'achar zrike. And says that it's osur, is the raya bosar meikore. What is the shaykhis when a person says, Harei olai kenoisor, to the shayle of bosar meikore or bosar rashto? What is the pshat in the Gemara? How we mazel my kash? Lefi the Rosh, it's not such a kash. As even a person says, Areo like Zekoze, we mean the Loshin is not Mashma Osu, but Mistome he means Osu. So here also we will say, Areo like Kenoiso, the Noiso now is Muta, but maybe he means the yesterday. So the Tzushin is very good. Maybe he means the yesterday. That's the Tzushin from the Gemara. Maybe he means the yesterday. Now it's Muta, but maybe he means the yesterday. But I want to ask you a Shaila, Lefi the Ran. What is the suffix of the Gemara? Ze koze. Koze mamesh? Or koze beikore? When a person says, Arei olai kenoiso, you could say also ze koze? You could say also ze koze or not? What is the shaykhis of the suffix of the Gemara? If basar meikore, basar hashto, how you could tushtel this Gemara to the case of a person says Hareo like a noiso? How you could tushtel it? What is the tushtel of the Gemara? That's why I get hakasha. Bishleim lefi the Rosh, I could hear. A person gets up and he says Hareo like a noiso. So we have a suffix. Noiso now is muta. Yesterday it was also. He means hashta. He means meikore. Avada he said noiso. But maybe he means the meikore. Like before, maybe he meant the Mi'ikor. But lefi the Ran, what was the suffix? Koze mamesh means koze? Or it doesn't mean mamesh koze, it means the shoyrish. So when a person says, Areo like a noiso, well, what is the suffix of the Gemara? How you arrive that's the suffix of the Gemara? What is the shaykh is the suffix when a person says, Ze koze, to the shayl of a noiso of a oilo? How you could touch to it? How you could touch to it? How you could touch to it? What? How you could touch to it? How you could touch to it? How you could tushla? The kasha is nochamot. Lefi the Ran. The topic of the Gemara is when a person says zekoze, what he means when he says zekoze. What the person means when he says zekoze. When he says zekoze, he means koze mamesh, or he means koze. I mean, I want to be like him, dress like him. I mean, a yid like him, a shayrosh like him. I mean, shlomim like it's muter now, or I mean in the shayrish. No, zog the Gemara, toshma, noisor v'pigul. A person said noisor v'pigul, and now it's muter, yesterday it was asur. But what are the shaykhs to the suffix of zekoze? Our suffix, we had a suffix in zekoze. What is the tzushtel? What is the tzushtel of the zekoze to this suffix? Lefi the Rosh, the Tzushtel is good. He said, Areo like a noiso. Now the noiso is muta. Yesterday the noiso was also. We have to clear how this person means. He means the few what he says. Like Yom Shemais Bayaviv. He's Goldish. Abaval Amor is given a Yom Shemais Bayaviv and it was also. So this person also means a Isu. Aba Lefi the Ran, that it's a suffix of Zekoze. What is the suffix of the Gemara noiso of the people? How you learn the Tzushtel from the Gemara? So I'll tell you, the ganze Welt learns that fault. As maybe we have a suffix of ze koze means koze mamish or not. When a person says noisor bepigul, he means like the noisor now, like the noisor yesterday. This is the tzushtel from the Gemara. It's not the same. Avad, it's not the same. It's not the same shayla. But also it's a shayla ze koze mamish or loy koze mamish. And the noisor bepigul, the suffix is, he means like the noisor now or like the noisor was. Yeah, I'm not forget Asur Muta, Nochamot. The Gemara has a shaila, Bosar Mikoro, Bosar Hashre. What is the shaila? What do we ask? Bishleim Elfi De Rosh, a person says words that I mash my head, or that you could stick it out to Isu. And Noistel Bepigli have exactly the same thing. He says words that I mash my muta, the Barahosu, the Neder is not Chal, but you could stick it out to Mikore to say Bosarosu. But Elfi De Ran, it's not what the person means. The shaila, what does the mashmoros kozem means? When I say I want to be like him, I mean the way he's sitting, the way he's standing, or I mean the shayrish. If it's the way he's sitting, zog deran, it goes lekule. When he switches, I switch. Or it means the shayrish, memele, it's awesome. Nu vati deray fun noisar bepigul. A person said, areo like a noisar, areo like a pigul. These are the words that he said. Eichen et zushtel. But he means noisar, he means like the noisar, or he means like the shayrish of the noisar. Was ist der Zustand von der Gemorre? So der Berat sagt, ja, das ist der Zustand von der Gemorre. Also in der Welt, wenn es der Gemorre in der Welt geht weiter. I want to say a new pshat lefi der Ran. The Ran learns that the Gemorre means that a piece of noisor is on the table and he says, ze ko ze. The person never said hareo like a noisor, hareo like a pigul. The piece of noisor is on the table and he says, ze ko ze. Toshma, noisor v'pigul, a piece of noisor is on the table. Forget about the Rana and the Mishnah. But first listen, I know also the Rana and the Mishnah. Chafadimian, yeah? A person has a piece of noisor on the table and he says, ze ko ze. So for the Gemara, now it's mutar. Yesterday it was also. Bosa mikor, bosa rashte. This is the way the Rana learns the Gemara. Toshma, noisor v'pigul, un miret that the noisor v'pigul is on the table and he says, ze ko ze. As they state klor in the meforish. As meredo, that the noisor v'pigul was on the table and he said ze ko ze. As they state klor in the meiri, that the noisor v'pigul was on the table and he said ze ko ze. As they state in the shita mekubetzes b'shem aritz, shekach lomad b'shita saran. Motzosi b'aritz shelomad b'shita saran, shemayri shehanoisor lefonov ve'omar ze ko ze. So now let me learn the Gemara lefi de Ran. Toshma, noisor v'pigul, it's in front of him on the table, and he says, ze ko ze ma'u. Frek the Gemara, v'o noisor v'pigul le'achar zrik az domimu, al kocho chi means bosar mi'ikore. Omar le Ravune barei de Rav Nosson, benoisor shel oilo. What does noisor shel oilo mean? That this piece was noisor shel oilo. The Rashash Kash, it falls off. Why did Gemara have to say noisor shel oilo? Even noisor stam the dorim shle achmir. It's not that he said the word noisor shel oilo. Meredo, that is a piece of noisor lefono. Omar leim kein litni bipsar oilo. I look good in this Gemara. Omar leim kein litni bipsar oilo. If he's speaking in an oilo, why to speak about a noisor? The Bach went in ois aleph and changed the word bipsar oilo lekipsar oilo. Because the person will say, Hare olai, kipsar oilo. That's the way the Girsa in the Rosh is. Hare olai, kipsar oilo. Hare olai, kipsar oilo. Because he's saying, Hare olai, kipsar oilo. So the Rosh and the Bach, they change the Girsa, and their Girsa is, Hare olai, kipsar oilo. So again, the person said, Hare olai, kenoiso. Zog di Gemore, no, he said, Hare olai, kenoiso sheloilo. Zog di Gemore, why he has to say, noiso sheloilo? Let him say, Hare olai, kenoiso. Why I have to say noisor shel oilo? Let him to say, Hareo like your oilo. Oh, but lefi deran, we're not talking that he said Hareo like a noisor. Zog the Gemara was noisor lefonov and he said ze ko ze. Zog the Gemara, that piece was a noisor shel oilo. Frank the Gemara, if that piece was noisor shel oilo, lo mered na pashrik noisor oilo alein. So im kein litni bipsar oilo. Not kipsar oilo. The Girsa of the Ran is, Im ken litni bipsar oilo. Maybe the Bach was not magia there, what's going on? But in our Ran state, Dibur HaMaschil, Im ken litni bipsar oilo. Not kipsar oilo. And it says, Klor, I amas b'shnei medelav be'oilo mairi. Not Omar. No kan noisar ashmini b'yikor yukum atvis. Ilo amas de be'oilo mairi. Mairi vusa de noisar. Akate nidre lepoka v'chei litni bipsar oilo. I'm saying again, we have two tzedorim how to learn the Gemara. If the suffix is in a zekoze or not. The Ran's lomdus in zekoze means that he wants to be koze mamish. Or he means the shoyrish. And the Ran says it goes both ways, lekule velechumre. Lefi the Rosh is a suffix time when the person says leshoynes, that the pashas it's mashma heter, if it's a, we are reinkrechen in the loshen to say meikore and to find a isu. So now the Gemara brings a raya for noisa ve'oilo. And the kasha was, what is the tzushlem? What is the tzushlem noisa ve'oilo? What is the tzushlem noisa ve'oilo? Noisa ve'oilo, he said the words noisa ve'oilo. So lefi the Rosh, so what if he said it? This is be'etzim what the Rosh will speak out in the next sugi of Yem Shemeiz Be'aviv. The also is not a zekozeh. Although you could find a mikore, and immediately you could ask her. That's the tzushlem from the Gemara. But the Ran learns the sugi of zekozeh. Before the sugi of noisa ve'oilo. And the next sugi of Yem Shemeiz Be'aviv, the Ran will mind me that the person is standing in the same day of the Yotzeit. And he says zekozeh. Because if you don't say zekozeh, the Ran doesn't have the suffix of the Gemara. So the Ran has a problem. So what, you know, so what is the suffix nois of a pigle? What is the suffix nois of a pigle? Well, so I'm saying, the Vel says, mikol makoy, nois of a pigle, also if you the Ran, you're right, he didn't say zekozeh, but he said kenoiso. So he means like the noiso now, or like the sherish of the noiso. We want to say pshat, and as they stated in Meforesh and Meiri and Shita Mekubetzes, that lefi the Ran, the Gemara doesn't say that he said kenois of a pigul. The nois of a pigul were in front of him, and he said zekoze. And he said zekoze. So the Gemara basa hashto basa mikor. This is the tzur of the Shmaisa that dachzach midach zogel lefi the Ran. Avad, all of you miyad will ask. That the next three lines in the Ran are not mashma like this. Let me end it in the Ran. But if he mashpirashim mashnistet benoisav epigul leboi Rab Yude Chaf Adimion, he doesn't have to say ken noiso. It's enough to say nis noiso. Bedir shad lehochiton noisav epigul veleitonu bepsar oilo lashmin in the Bahani afilu benoisav Chaf Adimion mitzo. When the Ran says in the Mishnah that the person said ken noiso, he said kepigul keoilo ketome. Who is not mashma? We're talking bezekoze. So how we could say pshat in the Ran as mireta bezekoze? Midat miyashiv dos. Chob ateres of them. But I want again. First, you have to miyasid klor. What is the zekoze lefi the Ran? The second is to feel why it's shver to learn. Echzak nochamol. In Tesis in the Rosh is klor that the person said kenoisol. He said keoilo. Frek the Rashash, he doesn't have to say kenoisol sheloilo. Avada that this is the way they remind me the sugya. Avad, this is the way the Rishonim will mind me the sugya. We want to be mind me lefi the Ran that he learned that the zekoze, that this sugya is also the zekoze. So it's the shvel from the Ran in the Mishnah. He got me yashu zay. Why is that? Lefi the Ran? He said, I don't like a nice the Ran, the Fir of Yudah, you don't need because also the same terms of the Ran of the Mishnah. The Shmo Moir Hashem Yisroel.